This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's shaking?
Oh, not a lot. Not a lot. I've been so thrilled with the relatively wonderful weather we've had all week long that it could actually be outside and it's just been wonderful. I mean, it's been great with the low humidity and the very temperate temperatures. It's just been delightful to be out in this stuff. It makes summer be something I love instead of the usual high heat and humidity that I can't stand. But this is wonderful. So I just want to acknowledge. Thanks, God. Nice job.
Yes, it's been beautiful. Very, very, very nice. I've been outside in my outdoor office all week, so it's been nice. It's been nice to be out there. Sometimes it gets a little breezy and my papers go flying and I got to grab them. Or the birds go right by my head and you can hear their wings flap right by you. But other than that, it's, you know, occupational hazard out there, you know, Lynn?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's been nice that actually I find it a lot of fun. I put some stuff in the hummingbird feeder, both at the lake house and here in Clark Summit. But when I put the one in the Clark Summit place, it's on the side of the house. And so what I find is the trees are behind the house where the hummingbirds have their nests. And every once in a while, they are extremely territorial. I think I've said this before. So they dive bomb in front of me to get over to that and to protect it from any other hummingbirds. And it's so funny to watch them because they never learned how to share. So they're incredible. I just wondered if you have hummingbirds too in your back porch, right?
I have a lot of them, but I don't have a hummingbird feeder. I just have the butterfly bushes on one side, well, both sides, and then all the flowers I have. And then I also have a hole against my shed and the lattice work. I have a huge honeysuckle bush. So they absolutely love the honeysuckle. They're unbelievable. And sometimes they fly in pairs, which I love. And there were two. There's been two of them around my house lately, and they're together doing their thing. Then they buzz around. They try to beat each other out. They're fast, and it's funny to watch them as they take off. And the one yesterday, one of the sparrows was chasing the hummingbird. So I get a kick out of this behavior because it's just funny. And the sparrows, which are all over the place, I'm telling you, Lynn, there has to be 100 of them at a time. They go in the bushes and then over to the honeysuckle, and then they're in the hues that my neighbor has, and it's amazing. And when they all go at one time, the sound is unbelievable. but they are when you see them, just like they'll go over and they'll sit on top of the shed roof, and they will all line up on the edge of the shed, and they will stand there and they stare, I think maybe I said this before, at the empty bird feeder that may or may not have put the feed in, and they will stand there and they will stand on the and stare at it. Or yesterday I saw them, they were all on top of the Hughes, staring over at the thing, like, is he there with the food yet? Is he there? It's hysterical. Now, why do I think that? It's true, because why aren't they positioned the other way in the on the Hughes? They're positioned towards the feeder. So I snapped a picture of it the other day, and I said, Meyer, your friends are looking for you. So, yeah, it's funny.
And then what do they do when he fills it up? Do they all attack it?
They go right over. They're like all over it. The stuff falls onto the ground, and then they're underneath the ground. On the ground underneath the feeder. It's hysterical, the stuff they do. Bird behavior is bizarre. I mean, when you think about it.
Yep.
So, but I could watch them. Seriously, I could just, I totally understand the Audubon Society, because I can sit here just watch and watch, and then when this big hawky kind of bird comes, he's sort of a, I don't know if he's a hawk, but he's big, and he mm-hmm. went after them yesterday, and they just, he's big guy, and he's been around for a while, and as soon as you should have heard those birds flying, because he's going to go after them.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's terrible. I don't know, but anyway, it's fun to see these little creatures do what they do.
Yeah.
I love them.
They amaze me how they have no sense of any right or wrong. They just do their thing.
And
you have to respect that.
Yeah, and how fast those little hummingbird wings up.
Yep.
I mean, it's just amazing. And then did you ever see a hummingbird just fly to a tree and stand there when they're not, they just go on the limb and they don't move, like their wings aren't going? That's funny
mm-hmm.
to watch too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I love it.
Take a breather. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Two shout outs. First of all, I want to say thank you and let people know about a service that I may have talked about before. It's a franchise. It's called Caring Transitions. And the local franchise is owned by Lori Ligorio and her husband, Mike. And they do some wonderful things. When someone passes and their families don't live here anymore, they will go in and clean out the house. They will sell what they can sell. They will tidy it all up. They will take it to the dumpsters. They will take it to wherever they need to do it. But it's a wonderful service. And I'm using them right now to help me clean out the garage, believe it or not, because we have things in there from at least 4 different houses that have been just collected in the garage. And so we've been attacking it for an hour and a half to 2 hours every time they come. And it's just amazing to see that transition, to see how much space there now is in the garage.
Yep.
And there are things that they helped me to move out of my office and move the furniture and things that I wanted to keep into storage. And that's a temperature-controlled storage unit that's part of a bigger, I think it's a U-Haul storage. But anyway, they have done so many wonderful things that I know I could not have done by myself. And they have a very well-trained team of people that help them, and they're very compassionate people. And, you know, they can look past the kind of things that have some meaning to the individual who's either the heir or a spouse, a surviving spouse, and knowing that there are some sentimental pieces that means something to them that probably will mean nothing to their children or their heirs. So they're very sensitive in trying to help people take a look at the things that they think they can sell, the things that they want to keep. And it's just a good thing. They send stuff to recycling. They've taken things to the Griffin Pond Animal Shelter as donations. They've done a lot of wonderful things, and I just can't say enough about them. I mean, I think they're great. And it's called CaringTransitions.com, and it's really nice. And Lori Ligorio is a Scrantonian. I think she actually is from Dunmore, and her husband, Mike. And her maiden name was Tallarico. And they're really good people, very good people. So anyway, I throw that out because I wanted to do that. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is that I took a drive to Chester, New Jersey yesterday. I think I had mentioned, I know I mentioned before, that earlier this year, a very dear friend of mine, Jack Killian, passed.
Right.
And I wanted to spend some time with his wife, and I hate to use the term widow because it sounds so depressing, but Judy, in and of her own right, was somebody who did some phenomenal things, and most especially with the underserved girls in that part of New Jersey, Newark, and areas where, you know, they just didn't have the opportunities to do things. But she's had a scholarship, she has a foundation, and she's just a whirlwind in and of herself. She and Jack together were just a dynamite couple. So I had lunch with her because I just wanted to spend some time with her. And Jack was just such a strong personality. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He was wonderful to work with. He always came up with ideas of who you should talk to and how you can connect to this, that, and the other thing. And Judy never really had a chance to say much. So I had a great time with Judy Chapman Killian, who still owns and operates online an organization called Garden State Woman. And it was at one point a physical magazine that you could actually, they did it once a month, and they had sponsors and they did wonderful things. And that came from Jack's experience. He had a country music magazine, which was extremely profitable for years and years. So all of that background was what made them able to do the magazine. But then life just became such that people didn't want to buy physical magazines much anymore, so they went online. And she was telling me that she has an intern who is doing a lot of the work on the website, Garden State Woman, and I think it's .org, but they're talking about doing another foundation luncheon next year where they hope to raise a considerable amount of money to fund the scholarships that they've had. But most importantly, they started a new one called the Jack Killian Entrepreneurial Foundation. And in honor of Jack and his love of entrepreneurship, they are doing this to try to support people who need some help in getting started, and most especially people who might not have the financial resources to help. So I'm so excited to hear that. I was so happy to hear that they're doing this again. And they sometimes get 300 to 400 people at a time that come to these events. So, and a lot of corporate sponsors, which is great. But there's one quick thing I wanted to read that I found when I was digging through all my stuff in the garage, because I love this. It's a cute little thing about something called Prince Charming Ain't Coming. And the subtitle is The Fantasy of Baby Boomer Women Exposed. So you have the singledom thing handled, and you're feeling ready to go out again and enter the dating scene, whether it was a divorce, the death of your spouse, or a state of being that has existed since you last dumped the guy who took you to the prom. The myth that there is a man waiting out there to rescue you from a life of boredom and financial hardship is dead. He ain't showing up. And gone are the days when a woman can just sit back and rely on her husband to handle all the financial stuff for the family. More women today are the primary breadwinner of their families, and should their husbands die or divorce them, they are often left feeling embarrassed and angry that they did not have a more active role in their finances. Men were not born with a financial literacy chip in their brains, and women need to step up to the plate. It's our responsibility, at the very least, to share that responsibility and teach our children, boys and girls, the basics of personal finance. Too many times I've been in the presence of highly successful women who were suddenly thrust into a messy situation where they are left to fend for themselves with no clue as to how to start down this path. Quote, my husband took care of everything since I was the one working full time, end quote, or some version of that excuse carried them through until it didn't. Not saying you should not have a division of tasks to make your house run smoothly, but why default to the old maxim that the husbands take care of the money piece? You need to know how you are investing your own 401k plan, and there are plenty of counselors and advisors who can help you personally to make that decision. Your group life insurance should be understood, and if you need to do this, make an appointment with your HR department to ask about an explanation of the benefits. If you have a deferred compensation program, again, take some time to talk to your HR people to understand it and how it works. This is the very least you must do to have a handle on what you contribute from your employment to your family's financial situation. Life has a way of handing us lemons all the time, and the lemonade can be much sweeter if you know what ingredients you have to work with. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com. LaurieCadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the Managing Director and Certified Financial Planner with Women of Substance. Women of Substance is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And we thought we just might go back to what we did, started last week, and there's so many wonderful questions we can go back to. And these are 365 questions that were submitted to a blog post by, I think his last name is, I don't know how you pronounce it, Tide or Tidy, I'm not sure. But by the way, he sent me all of his books last week.
Oh, cool.
Every one of his printed books. They're really, really neat. So this was a guest post by Mark and Angel Chernoff. And they, 365 questions. So we went through a couple last week. Let's pick up some more. What activities make you lose track of time?
I could go on. If and when I paint, mm-hmm. when I'm doing anything like that, I lose anything I'm doing. How about this? Anything I'm doing that's creative.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, creativity makes me lose track of time. How about you?
For me, it's music. If I start listening to my playlists or anything like that, I zone out and I just go into stuff like that and say, wow, it just feels good. I mean, I love it and it's all encompassing. And I think that when I actually can find the time to do it, one of the things I love to do where I lose all track of time is play the piano. And it's just therapeutic to me to do that. I love it.
It's creative.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
We have an upright piano at the lake, and it was one that was made in, I think it was Brooklyn, New York, in the early, I think it was the teens or the 20s, the 1920s. And it was a piano that was made. They did them all by hand. There was nothing about the piano that was manufactured, you know, in some kind of a factory. And this one was made with wooden keys. They were painted black and white, but because of that, it's extremely difficult for me to find those keys. If they were ebony and ivory, which is really what they are supposed to be, it'd be a little bit easier to have someone find them. But these were made of wood. And it didn't warp them, but it certainly, a lot of them fell off and other things. So there's a couple, every time I hit a note, there's nothing. You know, so I was told by somebody that did this piano tuning that it would cost about $1,000 to tune the piano and to restore it. And I just keep saying, uh-huh. Well, it's in the basement and it's probably humid and it's only going to warp it again.
Well, that's the reason. You can't leave it. Pianos cannot be near anything where humidity is. That's why I have a dehumidifier in my attached to my piano. So.
Yes, you told me that. But
yeah.
I don't know. There's no place to put it upstairs. Anyway, but that's something that I love to do. I think that's a lot of fun, and I can get completely lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
When you are 80 years old, what will matter to you the most?
That there's a lot, but number one, I think health would be a big factor. If you're 80 and you're healthy, then you can do whatever you want to do. So that's what I would hope for at 80.
Well, I was thinking that the first thing that came to my mind when I looked at that question was friends. Because I think that a lot of people who are in their 80s sometimes can get very depressed and very sad because some of the people they've loved and cared for their whole life are gone.
Right.
And it can be very isolating. So that's mm-hmm. my hope, is that I have my friends.
Yep.
This is a great question. I don't know that there's necessarily an easy answer, but when is it time to stop calculating risk and rewards and just do what you know is right?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I ever think
I guess those things could apply if it's something work related and you know something isn't right, but it's your career and you're building and you don't want to say it because so you'd risk your livelihood and therefore you'd be afraid. So that would then own at most times would come with age that an experience that it really doesn't matter because you're just going to do it right. You would hope you would do it right all the time, regardless of that, because I think my line that I tell my kids all the time is you do the right thing and the next right thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I don't know. I would like to say all the time, but I would imagine that gets less of a worry when you're older.
That's what I was going to say. I think that was every passing decade of life,
mm-hmm.
you realize how insignificant all that nonsense is, and you just do what you think is right, and somehow it's very liberating, and somehow it just seems to work out all the time.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you break the law to save a loved one?
It depends on, probably. It depends on what the law I'd be breaking was. But yeah, I would risk. I wouldn't want to do the wrong thing. But if it meant something that I was supposed to do because I believed it was right, and the only way I would do it is to do something that wasn't, I don't know. I guess I would do anything for someone I loved. So I guess I would say yeah.
Yeah, and I thought of it in the context of. What they call it, euthanasia. You know, if someone I loved deeply was struggling and in a lot of pain and they said, look, find a way to get me out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about, you know,
like Colin Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would do that, even though I know it's against the law. I would definitely do that.
It's funny It's funny your mind went there. My mind was going to prostitution, but
that's good.
Oh God! Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway,
that's
go ahead.
Funny. Yeah. All right. So this is a good one. When it's all said and done, well, you have said more than you've done. That one.
Well, the way we talk on this radio show, I guess I spend my life talking, so
yes,
I don't know.
So
I'm hoping.
We will have said more than we
I guess in that context.
Yeah.
If
you had the opportunity to get a message across to a large group of people, what would your message be?
A message to a large group of people. Depends on the group, depends on what I wanted to say. Do you know what you would say?
Yes, I think you have to go back to what is one of your pet peeves? What is one of your burning passions that you would want people, the message I would want them to get? And I think, I just read it before, I think my message would be that I want women to step up to the plate and acknowledge to themselves that they need to be responsible for their personal finances, that there is not going to be a Prince Charming who's going to come along. And the other thing is women usually outlive men in a couple. So whether you do it now or you do it later, you're going to have to do it. So why not do it while you can figure it out and learn from your mistakes? That's the message I would say.
Yeah. And I probably would, there's an old book, there's a book I read and I love the line and it's, what you think of me is none of my business.
Yes, you said that a lot. So
and I like that.
Your message.
So there you go.
Clearly. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And do we have time
for one more, I think. Yeah, as long as we can reflect quickly.
All right. Let me find that thing again. It went away. All right, here we go. If the average human lifespan was 40 years, how would you live your life differently?
No idea. I don't know because I don't know because I think you're programmed to think you have time. So, and I know we're not. We don't know. So I don't know what I would have done. I mean, you can't do things earlier sometimes because of age. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I would have had more children closer. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I might have had children.
There you go.
That might have been the thing.
There you go.
And on that note, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Mr. Michael McHale of Barbetti McHale. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC, CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us today is Mr. Michael McHale. Mike is a partner with Barbetti McHale, LLC, CPA, certified public accountants, I guess I should say, at 1421 East Drinker Street in good old Dunmore, Pennsylvania. And Mike has been talking to us this year about the importance of a firm, and that goes to any business you would have, with the employees of in particular of this firm, who have been with them for, you know, 20, 30 some years doing this work in this community and staying with the same business, the same company. It speaks volumes to the business itself and to Mike Barbetti's work acumen, the way he has treated his employees, Mike, and now your involvement for the last couple years as the partner, and seeing all of this, it's important that we figured we could highlight some of your employees and give them credit and talk a little bit about what makes them so unique to be within your business, Mike. And we're going to start with a lovely woman whose name happens to be Kim McHale. And Kim is Mike's wife, and she's a wonderfully bright, beautiful young woman who I've met personally. I love her. And on top of, she's the whole package. So, Mike, I know you're going to say, look, at I know that I married her, so that's a good thing. But let's talk about what she brings to the table, Mike, to this, your wonderful business.
Well, I mean, you gave a great introduction and all very, very true. And I'm not afraid to tell anybody that I've well outkicked my coverage with her, because she really is. She's a special person. Everybody loves her. But inside and out, she really is she's the light of my life, and she's the most beautiful woman in the world as well. But on top of that, we were lucky enough, Kim and I have worked together for a very long time, and even though she's the newest person to this firm, Kim comes with a significant background. And I say that with pride and with, you know, with happiness that she's back here to our firm. And in several instances, it's happy to me because, yes, she's home more often. Our kids love it. And, you know, we're much more happier than traveling a couple hours each way. And although Kim didn't go every day, it seemed like every day. You know, even when she was home, she would work long, long hours. So I give her credit for that. I did it for a long time as well, and it's not easy. But the good news is she's back here, and she's thriving. Kim's background, she's got 25 years of experience, although she looks like she's about 25, as Lori will attest. she really does, but she's great. She worked with a lot of high-end individual clients out in New Jersey, Connecticut area, and some of them have big names. And some of them are big in the financial industry. So she did a lot of what they call family office out there. And what that is people with significant money, where Kim would handle the household activities, which means she would pay the bills. She'd pay the staff if they had staff and do the investment, moving the money around, stuff like that. So believe it or not, that was a lucrative business for that firm. That is not the case here in Pennsylvania. But Kim comes with also a significant background in the accounting world, and I think she's starting to really take off now, taking a lot of meetings with smaller clients, which that's where she started, and that's where she grew her name, is with the small clients and the personal level that she gives to clients and our clients now. She's constantly out meeting new people and bringing in new clients, and even though they're not the home run clients that, you know, you get a $50,000 price tag, a fee, they're the good clients, and that's the ones that we thrive on. Yes, we have some big clients, but the smaller clients that you can get to know from the top to the bottom and do everything in between, that's our sweet spot, and that's definitely Kim's sweet spot because, again, everybody, when they meet her, will fall in love with her, and she works so hard to make sure that everybody is in compliance with everything, all their tax filings are done, all their financial information is to the banks on time. She's a deadline-oriented person, so if we take a new client on and it's specifically under her, it's a special relationship that she has with these clients. So I'm ecstatic that she's back for many reasons, as I told you, but the clientele that she is even building right now are going to love working with her on a day-to-day basis, mainly because of her attitude, but secondarily because she's a tremendous accountant, and she would help any small business move forward in any capacity whatsoever. We have the contacts together to make sure that anything that comes up, whether it be a banking thing, a legal thing, we would have contacts to recommend to anybody. But on the day-to-day stuff, and you have to get into the dirt to figure out a company, Kim's great at that. And like I said, we couldn't be happier that she's here and helping our firm grow a little bit at a time. And obviously, on a personal level, I'm very happy she's here as well.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, if you recall way back when, in the beginning of the year, Kim was on with you, one of the shows we had, and we spoke a little bit about, and again, I may be out of line even talking about this because maybe that's not where you want to go, but recall the conversation was about interim, like nonprofits, which you guys are so enmeshed in locally, interim positions and stuff that could be done and had been done, like those. Kim can do that kind of work, which is important, and I think it's good for people to realize that that exists in an accounting business that may or may not be able to be used depending on, you know, who you are, what you do, and what you offer within the organization. But can we talk a little bit about that and her knowledge of that as well?
Well, I think that's a great point that I failed to bring up. And Kim has done that quite a bit on a lot of levels, especially out in New Jersey with some of her clients out there, where she would step in and be the bookkeeper, controller, or CFO. She's right. Got that type of level where she could step into anything, you know, any size company who happens to lose their main financial person and they need help in the interim or long term. I think on a long-term basis, we would help them try to find a good fit going forward, because we're not going to let Kim go. But nonetheless, on a short-term basis, that's a great thing. Kim has done that quite a bit. A lot of us here have done that, and we do offer that service. But Kim especially has a lot of experience going out and helping companies, whether it be a couple days a week, or a day a week or a couple days a month to help them close on a monthly basis, depending on the size of the company and the needs of the company. Absolutely, that's something that's right up her alley as well, and I failed to mention that. But you know, listen, I could speak about this woman for a long, long time, because I think you know, I think the work, that's why I married her. And I definitely hit on all the attributes that she has as an accountant, but she has done literally from family office to bookkeeping, all the way up to auditing. She does a couple audits here for us now. She's got that level of knowledge that is very difficult to find. And I think we've talked about this in the past, how difficult it is to find good people with significant experience. That's what this firm is. And I've said it before in our interviews that everybody here has been here 25-plus years, except for Kim, you know, and Emily. I take that back. Kim and I, but the difference with Kim and I, we both have 25-plus years experience. Yes, it was at another firm. We kind of just fit in here seamlessly and have begun just a great transition with Mike and Donna Barbetti, who are still here, by the way, but they are tremendous to us. We fit in perfectly, and it's doing really well. And, you know, we are growing. We don't want to grow too fast, but, of course, we want to grow. But the level of people here, I think, is our selling point. Kim could come out. I can come out. Everybody here can come out. Who's going to come to talk to you will have 25 plus years experience. I have no reservation whatsoever to send any person from this firm. I have no reservation to send anybody out to talk to you one-on-one. That's not how public accounting works. You always have to get the guys whose name's on the board, the guys whose name's on the door. That's not necessarily the case. Yes, you could talk to me anytime. I'll give you my cell phone. Kim is the same way. Everybody here is the same way, but I am so confident with everybody here. That's what makes this firm such a great place and a great resource for clients because of our experience. And, you know, to cap off on Kim, her experience just fit in perfectly here. It's such a great fit we couldn't have expected to find someone like that anywhere around here. But we're extremely happy to have her, and she happened to know a guy who was in the business, so we happened to, get her home too, so she's home.
And I think that point, and I know I said this the last time we spoke about that, I don't know that, and maybe they do, but do most people know, most organizations realize that if they are in a position where they're short and need that type of help with an interim CFO or anything in that area that they may need quick help with, that you can use an accountant or someone within the your accounting firm to help them that way? Because I never even thought about that until it was brought up. And knowing what I know in the companies and the banks and the nonprofits I worked for, I thought, wow, I never even would have thought about that.
And that's a great, great point, Lori. The large majority of clients out there, the businesses out there, would not think of that. And they would think of, you know, let me ask so-and-so, you know, who I know does books on the side or someone else here. That would be the first thought. It wouldn't be to say, well, let's call our accountant or let's call to see if they could help out. That is it's a great opportunity because, you know, not to say that we could do it a lot quicker, but the experience we have, instead of coming in and retraining someone to do that, we can handle that for you. We can come in and take care of the items to make sure that your business continues to grow or continues on. Your books keep up with the day-to-day activities. And then when we hire someone together, we could train that person on your behalf. So it's a win-win situation that not a lot of people, honestly, I can tell you, we don't get a ton of calls, but we do get several a year that ask for some help. And there's some name brand companies offer you that have done that. It's a great,
Well, we're happy we could get it out there again. And Mike, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you or Kim or whoever they need to talk to as we highlighted Kim McHale today. We tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, please.
Well, and again, as Lori always says, we're in good old Dunmore, but we serve all of northeastern Pennsylvania, and we are Barbetti McHale at 1421 East Drinker Street in Dunmore, 570-346-2057.
There you go. Well, tell Kim we send our best, and she got a big plug here today, Mike, so that's a good thing. So thank you. Thank you, Kim. For that. Yay, Kim. There you go. Girl power, baby. So we will see everybody next week. We thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.